Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's The Lois Effect. I'm Anna.
And I'm Liz. Hello, Mommy.
Good morning. Hello, Mommy.
Hola. Hello.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
I'm good. So where are you? Alabama, Atlanta?
Where am I today? Where's Walter?
The rings of Saturn?
I'm in Florida.
Nice.
I'm in Tampa, Florida. Yeah. So I'm in Tampa, Florida this morning at my cousin's house, my cousin's house. And it's been interesting. You know, it's family reunion time for the Filipino side of my family.
Right.
And so everybody's heading to the Philippines. So I got a call. I was in Texas. I don't know if I talked about this, but our dear beloved Auntie Lumpia called me and said,
yes.
I need to go to Tampa. Anna, I need to go to Tampa. I said, okay, well, I'm in Texas.
Anna.
Can't handle that right now. I'm like, hop a flight, do what you need to do. And she said, you'll have to drive me to Tampa. So she said the 13th, I had a week, I was good. Well, I was in Alabama a couple days ago, and I get
right.
a call. Panicked. Auntie Lumpia, Anna, where are you? We have to go now.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, what? I have to go now. I have to go to Tampa now. I said, well, I'm in Alabama. I'm not there. Anyway, she's so funny. So very panicked mode. Her flight was not on Thursday the 13th. It was yesterday, Tuesday the 10th.
Oh.
And I said, it's okay. I'm handling some things for Lisa Friday and Saturday. We can head out no later than Monday. I'll get you there no later than Monday evening. Works out. I found another driver to take the Saturday gig, and I was fine. I did Friday because on the weekdays it's not easy to get drivers. So I did the weekday tour.
Right.
Got someone to do the Saturday tour. I was fine. And so we booked it out on Sunday. So we've been in Tampa. Got them to the airport yesterday because, you know, in all true Filipino fashion, you not only bring what you need, you bring what everybody, you bring what the country needs.
You know what? It's a thing and I love it. No, I think I learned this from my mother growing up, like spending every summer in Latin America, mostly Colombia and Panama, but most of it in Colombia. My mother would always do that, and now when I go on my own, I fill up the suitcase with stuff that I have no intention of using for myself, but of giving, and not even to family, because I'm not in touch with my family in Colombia, but I know that I will come across, like I'll be led to who can really benefit. And it happened literally the second day I was there. I'm like, this person will be the recipient of this whole sack of stuff. And in countries like that, it's such a two-way exchange of energy. But one thing, it's interesting, talk about exchange of energy. Now, Aunt Thelma, but she's Auntie Lumpia because, honey, she make those egg rolls. But I have to say, this is really funny because from the last time that you were visiting us here in New York, girl, every time I go to Whole Foods, I look and I see, like, the egg roll wrappers, and I'm like, no, I got to wait till Anna comes back. No.
You can do it.
It's not the same.
Lumpia is a staple. You know, adobo and lumpia, I think, are the two Filipino staples that I know as a child I grew up with constantly in the house. So it's not unusual to make egg rolls. And that,
I know.
When I was little, I did the wrappers. I painted the wrappers on a flat iron skillet, a cast iron skillet, and made the wrappers. Like, we didn't have an Asian store. Not in rural South. You know, here we are in rural South Carolina looking for an Asian store. You had to, like...
I can only imagine.
You had to take a hike. You had to hike just to buy rice, you know, and Mom would buy it in 50-pound bags. Yeah, we talk about those stories. It's so funny. Yeah,
I love
it. It's been an adventure again. So we definitely... definitely. Auntie Lumpy and I, we enjoyed, I mean, we've done this trip before together.
Right.
Just she and I. And absolutely, just hysterical. Like, she loves 70s rock and old classic country. So
Of her husband, right?
Of her husband and just the 70s. She came over here in the 70s. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, and we're singing at the top of our lungs in the car, and it's hilarious. We're just having a good time.
Well, what I meant to say, I went around the corner because it reminded me when you talked about her, Lumpia means egg rolls. Egg rolls means you. Like, we miss you. But what I really wanted to say, but I segued, was that the energy, see, the thing is, what's so interesting is there is a, and it's a very good thing, a forced self-reliance that has been introduced with Auntie Lumpia, because Elisa is, actually, she's probably heading to the, I guess she's on the boat heading to the Philippines. I know they were all over China. What's great, she's can be in more contact through WhatsApp. We love WhatsApp. So a little bit of contact. And I actually sent her, my brother lives in Taiwan, which is so crazy.
Oh, wow.
My brother lives in Taiwan. What happened was he was teaching at a community college here in New York City, and Bronx Community College. I think so. He's teaching in the Bronx. Got laid off. Tried for at least a year to get gainful employment, and has always had an affinity for the country of Taiwan, the way I have an affinity for Colombia. And he's had girlfriends from there over the years and all that, but he's been kind of connected to that country, I would say, a good 15 years off and on. So I don't know how he did it, but he did the research and ended up landing a position as a professor at an international school for people that are from all over the world, but I guess the parents have to do business in Taiwan. So there's kids that go there from all over the world. And he's living in the heart of the city in a really nice part. So I actually sent Elisa his number. Isn't that crazy?
Cool.
Yeah, but the thing is, with Elisa being gone, Auntie Lumpia has been, I guess, ostensibly living on her own. So it's a forced self-reliance. You're doing your thing because you are on your path, your journey, et cetera. And she handled it. Like, I'm kind of proud of Auntie Lumpia. She worked it out. She wasn't a damsel in distress. You shut it down, if any of that was. You welcomed it with just, okay, like you would, and I mean this in not an insulting way. I mean it in a very loving way. As if the way a parent would handle a child in a very loving way. And you had fun. And aren't we all just looking for a little bit of fun?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Always.
That's my middle name, fun. Everything
has to
be fun. Like, we got to enjoy it. I mean, there are times, yes, I get it. And when we can turn it, we can flip it, then
it
absolutely... Now, I wanted to say, too, like, my cousin Sandy, who is married to my cousin May. So May is the blood member, and Sandy is, by marriage, related. But he is incredibly amazing. And so they're the ones that live in Tampa. And Sandy has always been very optimistic. And I always say that they are the poster child for what is what you look for in a marriage. They are
please
adorable.
Tell me what that looks like.
They are.
Please describe that.
They are. They are.
I have no idea.
This is how the conversation goes.
Bring
my
it
love.
Down.
My love, we have to pack the boxes today, my love. Okay, my love. Make sure it's only 50 pounds. We can only
50?
Put 50 pounds in the box. 50 pounds, my love, okay, my love. Don't worry, my love, it will get done. Okay, my love, Okay, love you. Love you, my love. Okay.
Oh, my God. I love you, my love. That's so cute.
It's adorable, though. I love the love.
That.
And they are so
yeah.
What happened yesterday? I wanted to say this, and I want to shout out to my cousin, Sandy Flores, who I'm going to help. I'm going to produce a podcast, help him produce a real estate podcast in Tampa.
Oh, good.
So this is, I got to spend, after we took his love. And his love and his mother-in-law and Auntie Lumpia to the airport. He and I came back. So here's the deal. Yeah, one car for the luggage. That's what I was wrapping around.
Oh, that's
to.
Funny.
One
that's
car,
funny.
One van for the luggage, and then I drove my Auntie Mila and Auntie Lumpia in May's car in her Subaru. So I got the Subaru with the two elders in the back, and they got the van with all the luggage. So here we are going to the Tampa International Airport. So
oh my God.
After we got them checked in, all the luggage, all the boxes, all the stuff.
All the,
because,
the
you know,
cattle,
most
everything.
Of that stuff was for everything. Everything that was getting sent over. And then Sandy and I came, we dropped off the car. And then he, of course, he wanted to show me property in Tampa. He wanted to show me all this stuff. So, and I've been here before, but this place has grown. And so he started talking to me about marketing. He's a real estate agent here. First of all, let me back up. Boop, boop, boop. Sandy, he's playing in real estate, but Sandy does all this other stuff. He's an amazing cook. He caters. People will call him and say, can you cater this? Or can you can we do egg rolls? Can you do lumpia? Can you do pancit? Can you do, you know, I'm having a dinner party. So he's constantly that guy. Well,
nice.
Sandy had a stroke. A little while ago, several months ago, which I thought I heard about it, and I was like, you're not Sandy, you know. But we were talking about it, and he said it. Mm. And so here's Sandy. Now Sandy says, he's like you. He's a number one life path. So this guy is on. But my cousin was telling me that even while he was stroking, like he was in control. And he drove himself to the hospital. Where's my cousin? He wouldn't let my cousin drive. And my love, I will drive. My love, I will drive.
Wow.
Okay.
Even though he's stroking
now?
He
didn't argue with Sandy. She said his face was, like, twitching. Anyway, so we get to the hospital.
Wow.
So they admit him and everything. And he's fine. So he's fine. But now Sandy, who wants to give back, this guy, he's amazing. He's working with people who have had strokes, primarily strokes and heart attacks. So he's like, he's that guy. He wants to motivate and inspire people because he said, I came back from that.
Yeah,
and I
he
was,
did.
Because he'll wow. tell them, I was in that bed or I was in that chair, you know, with his arm all twisted up and whatever. He said, so this is what he's doing. So he's telling me all about his patients that, you know, he went to work for this, I don't know what they call it. It's like a rehabilitation center or something.
Yeah.
So when people, stroke victims come in, they come in.
Yeah, rehab.
So he's over there. He goes, he said, I want to give back. I want to give back because, you know, I want to inspire people. So here's this guy again. So he's amazing. And so he's a luxury home realtor here in Tampa. So he took me to one of the properties yesterday and showed me these beautiful homes right on the Intercoastal Waterway, gorgeous million-dollar views. Obviously, that's what you're paying for over there. You know, if you got a sailboat, you can park it there. You can, you know, your house has an elevator, so you don't have to walk up and down, you know, the stairs and stuff. Anyway, so just absolutely amazing day with Sandy. I mean, showed me downtown Tampa. We had a lunch at a really amazing restaurant, and he wanted to rush me over there. He's like, we have to go to the Sunset Grill so we can see the sunset. We missed sitting there at the sunset, but we caught it. I caught it on the way over. So, you know, I saw it. Tampa's, it is beautiful here. So, I just want to shout out to him because he is not only that, but he is, they were okay traveling, but everybody wants to travel with Sandy because he's so organized. He's got everything in order. He's got all the paperwork. He's that guy you just basically hand your passport over to, and you're like, okay, just tell me where to go. He's that guy. So,
nice.
And yes, when you talk about fun, he he's that. He's also everything. Life is about fun. Life is about, because he told me, yes, we were talking. He said, you know, I could have given up. I could, but instead of focusing on dying, I'm going to focus on living.
Yes.
It's like, he's just happy all the time.
Wow.
I mean, even when he's not happy, he seems happy.
That's kind of, you're kind of like that,
you know,
Dubas thing.
Well, I don't see me, though. I'm not that third-party perspective. So if I'm anything like him, hey,
you are me.
Because that guy, you know, I'm watching him, and he makes me, he and May, and the interaction, because he's so kind to my Auntie Mila, who's his mother-in-law. Of course he's kind to her. But he's a gentle guy. And he's like, it's okay, Mama. Everything's going to be fine. You know, May's got everything in order. He wrote out an itinerary, and he printed it out, and he stuck it in her backpack. And he's like, okay, my love, you know, check this off the list, my love. Check this off. I love them. Oh, my God.
You've been going, you know, you've been through such a roller coaster. Yes, we get it. But your nature is to work through it so you can get to the other side and have fun again. That's your nature. So if that makes sense. So I can see why you would say, well, I don't think I'm like that all the time. I'm not a third party, whatever. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But I think the way that I just described it, that you feel what you have to feel so you can honor it, respect it, learn from it, grow from it, get stronger from it, and say bye, and go back to having a good time. And remember, you know what it is? Remembering who you are.
Yeah.
You forget, or things happen that are obstacles to remembering. You know, and you don't know what experience, person, situation, being present in the moment, you don't know what little insignificant thing that really isn't insignificant will lead you back to having fun. You just don't know.
Exactly.
So be open. And the thing is, you've been, you know, ever since your breakup and everything, and it's now, you know, a couple of years, or feels like a couple of years anyway. I don't remember. You and I, the timing, did your marriage fall apart before mine? Or was it about the same time?
I think it was happening at the same time. It's three years. I mean, it's been about over a little over 3 years since the extreme stuff hit the fan.
Yeah, I would say
so.
I'm a little
about the same, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I'm a little behind you. Oh, you know what it was? I didn't really know what was going on when you took a hiatus off the air. So
that makes
sense. So I would say I'm about 6 to 8 months behind you in terms of the timeline. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you know what that was is, you know, how can I be in a situation like that? In my head, I'm like, and how can I inspire other people when apparently I'm not inspiring those right around me that I absolutely adore?
Oh, that's the saddest thing, though. Oh,
was,
wait, I have to stop
you.
I have to interrupt you because I think that's a false statement. I think that's a false statement.
No. It is. But that's what I was thinking. That's why I
That's what you were feeling. Right. That was your belief,
that's
but
what
you
I was
know
feeling,
it's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I know now.
Right.
It's reinforced now.
Well,
yeah.
Girl, we know lots of things now. Girl, we know lots of things now. Like, listen, when you got booed up real quick after. Listen, when you got booed up. I'm like, I wasn't mad at Amy. You know what I'm saying? When you
thumbs up in your comment, by the way.
Yeah, when
she's
you got booed
up
with Amy,
comment.
I'm like, yeah, upgrade. And having fun with somebody doesn't mean has nothing to do with the status of the relationship. It has nothing to do with that because right now, my opinion, for my observation for you and I'm really speaking for myself, is that our priority is to be in a fully committed, loving relationship with ourselves, And this way that the podcast has been shifting, where we changed the name to The Lois Effect because of what was coming in from the other side, inspired by the teachings of Lois Grant, but also because love originates in self. And that's
right.
the cornerstone for everything. But to have an out picturing of what that might look like, yes, you can learn to have a primary, beautiful, committed relationship with yourself and then fill your experience with wonderful adventures, people, places, and things. So I think I think that you and what a beautiful thing. You were vulnerable and open to that, even in the face of, you know, the ex can have it both ways, you know.
Yeah.
I hate you. Why are you looking at somebody else? Bitch, what am I supposed to do? Get out of the house. Why are you talking to somebody else? So that's funny. Now what's very interesting, I did something, and it's so innocent. The setup is going to sound a lot more what it's not. Very innocent. Now, you know, you came, you stayed with me, and I'm so grateful. And I'm looking forward to having you back. You stayed with me last year, well, not last year, this year, but it's going to be next. Anyway, for several weeks, we had the most amazing time, and you helped me transform the space. You really transformed it. You helped me get to something that I knew I couldn't do without somebody like you to make that happen. And it's a miracle, and it's such evidence of what a beautiful, generous, fun, fabulous person that you are. I will always be so grateful to that. We had so much fun, and you know from we really kind of helped each other a lot going through.
We did. Yeah.
The aftermath of marriages breaking up and sharing perspectives from the other person, and it would help ourselves grow. I kind of thought, well, I'm good. I love being single. I love my work. I love my friends. I adore my kids. My mother's still here. I have a full, fabulous, fun life. As you know, because you know my people, you know my kids, whatever. All my friends are like, where's Anna? I'm like, she's coming back. So you saw, I took you, you were in the movie, for God's sake. So all those beautiful things. And I never really thought about dating again or anything like that. I was like, well, maybe the next life I'll know how to do that the right way. Because since I'm 25 years old, I really haven't been on a date because that man locked me down for 100 years. So, and I'm not counting, oh, let me have, you know, I think the only other technical date I might have had was I had coffee with this guy that I met at a film festival, and he was just too cool for school for me. And I'm like, okay, bye. So that doesn't really count. And then I have so many friends, but that doesn't really count. But I have a great time with my friends. I'm very satisfied. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me tell you what happened. I set all this up. So let me tell you what happened. So I thought I hung up my dancing shoes. No, let me tell you what happened.
What's his name?
But wait. Let me set it up.
Okay.
So we have... You and I have our mutual friend, Richard, right?
Yes.
Now, Richard,
yes.
God bless him. God bless him. He's hurting. He's been a widow for, it will be a year in February. He's going through such a dark night of the soul right now. And his beautiful, dearly departed wife, Andrea, was one of my best friends. So every once in a while, I will go to his apartment, like every couple of months, and help him go through her things. And this, she was like a borderline hoarder. Okay, so we didn't know. There were things about her we did not know. From her extremely high-functioning alcoholism, which I believe killed her, to the way she used to like store things to eating disorders to so many different things. It's amazing what you find out about a person that you think you know very well. So I help him. He lives in Brooklyn. I live in Manhattan. It's a rainy night. I'm getting ready to go. And you know, I love my Via, the app for ride shares. So I have so it's like a van, like a Mercedes van. The van pulls up. Now, usually with these car share services, that model van is very popular, and the ones I've encountered up until that point, and you know, I don't know cars. I'm a New Yorker, so excuse me for not knowing from a car. I don't know from cars, okay? I know with that type of vehicle, usually there's a little sign, a little strip on the handle that says, don't touch automatic door. So I've been trained like a freaking dog that when that vehicle pulls up, I stand by the side door, by the passenger door, and I let it open. So I'm standing like a freaking idiot with a hideous hat, okay? It's raining. I got a bunch of bags with me. I look like freaking, you know, grandma. And I'm standing there in the rain, and I'm thinking that there's a whole caravan of, like, what's she doing in there? Oh, my God. Like, you know, like these privileged white people in the car. Like, I'm thinking, okay, whatever. And I'm standing there, and the driver is like, use the handle. Oh, no. And then I'm like, oh. I'm thinking, well, that's a first. It's a Mercedes, but it doesn't. Okay, because I get yelled at for using the handle. Now I'm supposed to use the handle. Okay, fine. So do you think I know how to open? And you know me, Anna. I'm not handy. So do you think I knew how to open this damn door? No. You're supposed to push it in, push it to the right, whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, now cars start to beep behind the van. I'm like, oh, no. So I figured out how to open it, and finally, before the other cars behind us were going to shoot us, I close the door, I sit back, and I'm like, oh, shit, thank God. This van is empty. Long story short, I'm thinking there's this, I can't really see what this guy looks like, but I talk to the drivers, I talk to everybody, like, whatever. I'm like, people are people. You're driving, I don't care. So I met some really lovely people from all walks of life. So interesting. Yeah, remember when we went to Home Depot and they drove us back from Brooklyn? And we made friends with the lady who drove us from Via?
Yeah, that one. And then the one that was driving us to the photo, the movie set, and we did her numbers. I did her numbers in the car.
Right, you did her. Right, you did. Yeah, you did a numerology.
Anyway,
so go ahead.
What happened? Bring it back.
Okay, shut up.
Bring it back.
I'm dragging it. Yeah. I'm dragging it. You know, I'm dragging it because I'm shy. I'm dragging it. Okay, shut up. Okay, so I'm like, really? Okay, there's nobody here. Blah 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 blah. So, I see this guy. I'm thinking he's late 20s, mid 30s. I'm not really paying attention. I'm seeing like a baseball jacket, a baseball cap, a little bit of attitude, but like nice. A little bit of attitude. I'm like, well, I don't need no shade from the driver. I'm tired, whatever. And then I don't know how the conversation came up, but Colombia came up. I said, shut up. I just got back from Colombia. Fast forward, so in the ride, nobody was getting picked up, whatever. On the ride home, it turns out this guy got dual citizenship, just like me. He was born here, but of Colombian parents, right? Lived in Colombia, had to move back a couple years ago. And I'm like, are we related? Do we have the same father? So just because that's not in Colombia, that's not a stretch. So, right. And I'm still thinking I'm talking to somebody way younger. I'm thinking I'm talking to a person that's way, I'm not even thinking about anything. I'm just like, get me home. So we're talking about all kinds of things. And there's so many parallels. It was weird. I'm like, damn, okay. So we're talking about music. And then as he's pulling the car to where my building is, I'm in the back. He's like, So would you ever like to go out? There's a thing at this restaurant called Salsa Tuesdays, right? Would you ever like to go out to dance salsa? Now, listen to this, because I have no game whatsoever. I don't even know what game is. I think it's like deer and you hunt it. I have no game at all. I said, are you crazy? I could be your grandmother. What? Who says that? Who says that? Like, talk about perception, because I'm just seeing his back. I'm seeing just his eyes. And so this is just all personality. Clearly, you know, I had like a babushka and a long down coat on and my glasses. So it's like clearly, you know, whatever. And what's really funny, when I think, this is funny. So like midway through the car ride, when it came out that we're both Colombian stuff, he's like, I thought you were Jewish. And I'm sure because I had this, I had the babushka, and I'm like, oh, my God, okay, fine. So that was really, really, really funny. So pulls up. He asked me, I'm like, are you kidding? I could be your freaking grandmother. And then I love me somebody with an edge because it's so refreshing. He's Colombian. We were born with an edge and a cup of coffee. So, like, I get it. So I think it's funny, right? He's like, what are you, 60? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. He goes, Dan? I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, he has a point, and I have no game, and I don't care. But he's a nice person. So I slide over to kind of look at him, and I'm like, he's older than I thought. What a relief, because I don't do that, right? I slide over. I'm like, sure, okay. Give him my number. Go into my apartment, and I'm like, what the fuck? Whoops, beep. What the hell did I just do? You know what? And in that moment, I was just grateful that I let myself do that kind of as a social experiment. And I thought, well, this is a nice person. This is a nice person.
But it's salsa. You are going to be great.
Girl.
Because
the last time I went dancing.
Swag.
Listen.
We went dancing.
The last time I went dancing, it was with you.
That's what I'm saying. You've got this. That's not a problem because you're like freelancing. You're freelancing, doing your thing.
I was freelancing
thing.
On his ass with you.
I said to myself, thank God
I went out dancing. But it's so funny. I said to myself, thank God I went out dancing with Anna. You know what I mean? Because you leave, you know, I mean, not to be sexist or stereotypical, but it's like, you know, not for nothing. I need the guy to lead. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And thank God let him lead.
And you got your little, your freelancing mommy game. So don't worry about it.
It happened last night. Wait.
You did?
No. Wait.
Okay.
We didn't have a show. We didn't have a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. And then the last show, I think we had a bunch of callers and stuff, so I wasn't going to bring it up. Like, oh, I met somebody. So, it may not be worth talking about. I don't know. But it is worth talking about because I just am not, you know, I thought like that part of my life was done. Not thinking, I'm not looking for that. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
That's when it shows up.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So, I'm remembering something. So as we're saying goodbye from the very first time of him driving me to my place, I looked at him. I said, you got a wife lingering around? He's like, not that I know of. I said, crazy girlfriends? Not that I know of. Kids? Not that I know of. I said, good. Because I don't want to be I don't want to get into anybody's, I don't have time for that. It's like, no.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you're going to be the one that's going to have to like initiate this. Like, you're going to have to be in touch with me. Like, because it's all that I can do that I can open a car. I can't even open a car door. So what the hell do I know? It's like awkward. I look like a babushka. What the hell? okay, so a couple days passes, and I'm like, well, that was really nice. And I'm learning to be grateful for just the standalone moments, you know, where at another time, and I think a lot of people do this, they meet somebody and then they project onto, well, what does my last name look like with his name? And who I could care, you know what, I could care less. Like, I'm married to myself. Like, I'm good. I am so good. Whatever. I just appreciate it. Wow, somebody thought enough of the energy in the conversation to be like, yeah, I'm a good person. I'm a nice guy. Let me ask this crazy babushka wearing Colombian, fake Colombian, whatever, you know, to go out. What the hell? I was grateful for that. A couple of days pass, and I have to say, he did all the right things. And what's really funny, the first text he sent me, and I laughed out loud, he said, shalom. So now when we greet each other, we
I love
say
him
shalom.
Already. He's got a sense of humor. Yeah.
He has a sense. He's very funny. He has a bit of an edge, and I really appreciate that. It's refreshing to just be who you are. When you know who you are, that makes that to me is where a person it becomes very attractive to me.
Yeah.
You know who you are. You know where you've been. I really appreciate it. Oh, Amy's texting me. Go, Liz. Thank you, girl. I really appreciate it.
Sorry.
So we go to this place where they're supposed to have live salsa music, but I guess it was something happened, whatever. So it was perfect. So we ended up just having dinner at the spot. At this cool Mexican restaurant, and of course, you know it's my first date since I'm in my 20s, which is insane, my first proper date. And so I just ordered appetizers, and he's making fun of me because I ate my empanadas with a knife and fork. I'm like, you know what? I can't even open a car door. I will use a knife and fork, and you're gonna like it. He doesn't drink alcohol. I appreciate that, which is good. And he's just a real person. Just a real person that's gone through some things, as we all have. I don't really know his backstory. And what's so great is like, well, it's perfect. I have to do my podcast in the morning. And what's so crazy, this is somebody I just met to this day.
And you said, yeah, go ahead.
I told about the podcast, and to this day,
I
don't disclose to most people that I do this podcast because I don't want to get into a debate about what spirit, what isn't spirit, whatever. We're just two chicks talking about stuff, and if people want a reading, call in, and then that's what we do. But in the meantime, we're just going to talk.
Yeah,
he was a total gentleman, picked me up, drove me home. Flirtatious, but in a very innocent middle school kind of way, which is all I can handle right now. You know, not really holding hands, but holding hands. Oh, and on the way home, he's like, oh, you know what? My friend owns this comic book store. I would love to stop in and say hi. I'm like, okay. So in the West Village, around the corner from where my kids used to go to school, so that you've been there on the way home, we pop in, and I'm in this really cool space that half of it's a bookstore, half of it's a comic book shop, in the front, a psychic runs the space. I'm like, okay, cool. And it's like 10 o'clock at night, and we're hanging out in the space, and then I see, like, oh, he's interested in comic book art, and he's talking about stuff, and I'm like, okay, love this. Love it. You can't, just because someone is behind a wheel and that's their gig, like, we don't, I love that. Like, I love that I wasn't, like, that bitch to be like, well, I'm not going to talk to the, why not talk to the driver? And you know what's so interesting? And I told him this. I mentioned this. I didn't really get into it. But he reminds me so much, and I mean this in such a complimentary, there's an essence of his energy and his look a little bit. It's very derivative. But he reminds me of the boyfriend I had before Steve.
The one that passed.
The one that passed. Many years ago, because he was, I think 37, 38 when he died. And he was older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I'm older than this dude, but whatever. Yeah, Jeremiah was calling, my son was calling me a cougar. I'm like, shut up. Whatever. Whatever. Well, and it's like, I'm going to send you your membership application because you're the president.
Just sign on the dotted line.
Just sign on the dotted line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was
welcome
so,
to the club.
But that was so beautiful. And you know what's so weird? My ex-boyfriend, but he was my best friend for like 3 years, and then he was my boyfriend. So this guy was my friend. We were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he died so young. Mm-hmm. And I was dating my ex-husband when he passed. But I was with him in my very early 20s. And the interesting thing, too, is when I was dating Mike, he drove a New York City yellow cab. Isn't that crazy? And I'm like, I'm like, yo. And I'm thinking, is this my boyfriend who died? Oh, when did he die? He died over 20 years ago. Is this kind of like just waving hello?
The same. Yeah,
I mean, they're very different, but there's some, you know, when people just have certain qualities that just give you a little hint of a reminder, they're very different because this guy is Latin as they go, but Mike was very New York, very blue collar New York.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's like blue collar Latin New York and just a real down to earth, funny.
A genuine person, yeah.
Genuine person. Yeah, somebody that knows that they got to work hard to take care of their stuff and,
mm-hmm.
you know, heal the past and whatever. I mean, I don't know too much about him. I don't need to. But it was a beautiful, it was a slice of life. And I'm like, damn, I actually, like, went on a date with somebody. Damn, that's what that's like? Shoot, okay. That's nice.
A pleasant time, yeah.
It was nice. It was very innocent. He was a perfect gentleman. Like, I give him, shout out to you. Yeah. So, there you go. So,
you gonna go out again?
Oh, you gotta ask me.
What?
I would. He knows I would. He's like, when are we gonna see each other again? I said, you tell me. He said, next year.
That's
awesome. Maybe this year could be. I don't know. This year, almost could be. I don't know. You know, and I have a very full full plate as he does. We're both really, really busy, but that's a good thing. So, you know, that means you're making time to hang out with the person to have fun for a little bit. So, yeah, I'm not looking for anything, and you know, so I have no agenda.
That's when you find it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my god, this is so great that we scheduled the show for today at. It worked out so well, and I said to myself, well, I can mention this, whatever happens. We can, you know, my whole point is appreciation without looking into anything. Appreciation without agenda, appreciation without projection, appreciation just for beingness and to be reminded of that, you know, and it was so sweet. My kids were so into it. They were so into it. And it's really funny because I put on one outfit. I said, Cole, he's like, Mom, you look like. I'm so glad I talked to him. He said, Mom, you look like you're going to do the laundry. I'm like, oh my God. So I changed the outfit. Felt really good in it. I was comfortable. It's how I would dress if I was like going to a casual yet funky like industry event. It's how I would dress, like looking like I'm not trying too hard, but you know, but like cute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so Cole Cole really helped me. You know, I'm like I don't even. Yeah. So that was cute.
That's awesome.
And the kids are into it. So, yay. Mom
That's
has
great.
A pulse.
That's great. Well,
she has a pulse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were aware of that, you know, and aware of a lot before you. Kids are so intuitive. I love that. They're so amazing.
They're so smart.
Speaking of, that's the next couple of days. I'm heading over to Orlando today to meet up. Yeah. So when I found out I needed to be here, I messaged Steph and I said, hey, I'm going to be in Tampa. I wanted to see if I can, you know, see the kids. I can either come over where you are or you can meet me. And she says, oh, we'll meet you. That'll be fine. And I said, well, what if, how about Legoland? Like, would it be let that be their Christmas for me, you know, like, and she's like, wow, okay, if you want to do that. So I found a deal online, a package
deal.
Where
is it?
And,
Legoland.
It's Legoland is in between Tampa and Orlando. It's in winter.
Oh, that's
winter
amazing.
Season, I think it's,
how perfect.
Yeah. So, so it's like an hour drive really for each. But I'm going to be in Orlando tonight. My friends from the lake that I lived on last year to Westford and Virginia Beach, Tina and Julie, they're – Tina and her daughter, Julie, they are actually, they were driving in right now. I got a text from them sending me a picture of the waves where they're at. But they're driving in from Fort Lauderdale, and they're going to be in Orlando tonight. So I'm joining them
tonight.
At lunch
today.
Oh, how
wonderful.
And we're going to hang out with them. Yeah, and so then I'm going to meet Steph and the kids in the morning, and we're going to surprise the kids with Legoland. So that's, the kids know that they're going to come see me. They don't know what we're doing. So we didn't tell them that we're taking them to Legoland. So I'm really excited about that. And that because I didn't think I was going to see them until after the holidays.
No, this is beautiful. So this, look at this.
Yeah.
Look, see, being open.
Yeah.
You took care of your aunt.
Yeah.
You're there. You're going to see your friends and you're going to see your children and have a holiday moment.
Yeah. It just lined
up. Better than if you had planned it.
That's the cool part is that, and Auntie Lumpia, in her panic, it was like, you know, all is well. We're going to get this done. We'll get you there. Don't worry about it. And in the process, had this conversation, and it was easy. It was like, yeah, I'll meet you. I was like, great. Then I don't have to drive all the way over. Because they're not in Orlando. They're, like, in central Florida somewhere, which is it's a little further. So I'm like, great. I don't have to drive anywhere past that. And so I'll be in Orlando, and then from Orlando, literally just hop over to Winter Haven, which I think is, like, 15 or 20 minutes. And then we're going to leave. Yeah. We're going to drop
a car somewhere. I am so happy for you.
I'm excited. I cannot wait to see those guys.
I'm
beside myself. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure your kids are so thrilled.
Yeah. Lily FaceTimed me before I left, before I was at a client and sitting there, and she FaceTimed me. I was like, love you, but this is my daughter. I've got to go sit in the living room and talk to her. So we talked for about half an hour. But she, it's like they're doing their thing. They're doing their thing. I love it. So, you know, and that's what all this traveling and being on this journey has been for me this past month literally has. I mean, I've been shifting this whole time, but I think this past month and really just, you know, going to see Teresa and then visiting the different areas of the Southwest and just being in the present and experiencing what I experienced. And it continues. I mean, here I am. Now I'm in Tampa, and now I'm going to go to Orlando, and then I'm probably going to go to either Tybee or back to Atlanta. I don't know. I have no idea where I'm going to be on Sunday, to be honest with you. I did go to a psychic fair last weekend. I did drop in on the big psychic fair in Atlanta, Georgia. Really good. I did do a reading with a new guide I never met. His name was Preston, or is Preston. He still is Preston. And my friend Tracy J, who is the doctor, we call her Dr. Love, she's back in town. So she met with me. I was helping her with her marketing, and then she left, went to California, and then I started traveling. So we kind of dropped off the face of the earth, but now we're back, so we're going to get together. But anyway, so Preston, I sat down with Preston, and Preston just feels your energy. Like, we were almost knee-to-knee, and he's just breathing in, and then he just looked at me, and he said, you're a shaman.
Wow.
And I went, thank you.
Wow.
That's
interesting, because you were toying around with that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. He said, and he looked at me, and like it's almost as if he was in a fog, and then he looks at me and he goes, are you a shaman? And I go, well, I haven't come out as a shaman yet.
That's funny. You've come out as many things, but not that.
Yeah, I know, right? He said, he goes, you're a healer and you're a shaman. He said, and you are powerful. And I was like, thanks. You know, because sometimes I hit you, that hits your human self like, whoa.
Yes, you're like, whoa, what do I do with that? It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and I had this conversation with Reverend Adam, too. And
right.
Reverend Adam was discussing me with me, you know, the self with the self. And so, you know, and part of that is the messages that I've been getting for the last probably 3 or 4 months from the very intuitive. And maybe Lois can jump in real quick. I don't know if you can channel her in this. Is the letting go. And the letting go is letting go and allowing the trueness of who you are to come through and the trueness of your experiences to come through. And I believe that that's what the letting go is, letting go of the hurt and the pain and the anguish and all the, you know, if you want to label it post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, whatever. Just let all that go, because this is your journey and this is your life. And everyone is on their own journey and their own life, including, you know, I got my message, including your children, you know, including those who love us the most, who in this physical form did us what we would consider the most harm.
Right.
Those are the people that truly energetically are here to do the hard work with us, to push us to that next level. And I continue to stand by that conviction, because as leery as I am of her, I understand that that had to happen for me to be on this journey right now, and to bless that experience and bless that person, because, you know, in their human form, you know, they don't know what they don't know, you know. It's like, and I said that to my cousin yesterday, it's like sometimes you just don't know what you don't know until it smacks you in the face. And you know
that's
it,
right.
And that usually that is the catalyst for you to move or change. And most people don't; they stay in something that feels terrible. I'm going to use that word terrible. I should say not good. But they stay in a place that feels so not good to them. But it's, they're comfortable in it. They're so uncomfortably comfortable.
Yep.
We're going to stay in the muck, right? And until you say, "I trust." That the next 10 steps are going to be good. I trust that I don't see where I'm going, but I know that it's there and I'm going to move in that direction.
Right.
So again, and when I'm saying this, I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to, you know, this human part of myself that is in false evidence appearing real. I'm in fear. I'm in doubt. I'm in all of these things. And all I hear in my head is, you know, Source has your back. God has your back. It's okay.
Right.
You're so loved. You know, I posted something on social media yesterday about the sunset, and I said, there are beautiful homes here. And I said, I could really use a home, because I'm thinking about where I'm going to land, you know, what kind of house I'm going to have, all this stuff. And so many people commented and said, my casa is su casa. My space is open for you. You're always welcome at my home. And I felt the love in that.
Right.
And
right.
I said,
but
go ahead.
So what's interesting is, and it's interesting because when we last talked, you know, your mother, I believe your mother did come through, and I said, it's kind of iffy with the time, but it was feeling like spring. And sure, everybody who adores you, including myself, we could say, you know, my home is your home, whatever. But girl, you want a home base, and right now it's your dad's place in Alabama. But I think where there is a slight disconnect or connection that is needing to be fortified. So let's change the language, not a disconnect, but a connection that is yearning. And I think what you're feeling is the desire and the yearning to bring more health to you having a connection to a space that you can navigate from. And it's your own, even if it's a little studio apartment that, and the thing is too, you're also thinking about your kids. So, and it's not, so the message that's coming through is that it's not so much for you to look, let go of what that place is supposed to look like in terms of, well, it needs to have two bedrooms, three baths. That's kind of what's holding, that's kind of what's blocking it from really showing up for you. And because and this is a beautiful quality that you have, your tendency to sort of, you have that incredible gift that you can see the blueprints in your mind as to how to take a raw space and turn it into something else or whatever. But the thing is, it absolutely, in your mind, the primordial field for that in which to bloom. Now this is Lois because I don't talk like this. Okay, for that, for which that to right. I don't talk like that. For that to emerge, she's suggesting that it is a blank space. That look at your life as a blank canvas, a laboratory, a white. She's showing me like this open white space so that you can really make it your own and that you put your own energy. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily like a brand new space that's never been lived in, but it's a space that you're not sharing with anybody else because you want to share it with your kids or have them have the option. But let go of the floor plan of it. Let go of the planning of it. Just put out, I am open and ready for my space to show up.
Okay.
And that's going to be the gateway. Right now that connection is there, but it needs to be nourished with intention and suspension of what it's going to what ideas you may have for that space. Because what I'm sensing is that you might think, well, this space isn't going to work, it's too small or whatever, but then there's like hidden treasures is what she's saying.
Yeah.
So that there's hidden, so you might see it might even be, this is weird because this would never come from me, but I'm even getting like a cute little cabin. And I wonder if there's any if that's making any sense for you, like one of those. I don't know if it's a DIY cabin or it's a cabin that might be on somebody's property, but it's weird. But I'm getting like I'm seeing like that really cool. What is that? Logs? I don't know. I'm from New York, but like that, those right that. Yeah, it's a sweet space.
Yeah.
Is that connecting to anything?
Yeah, because Preston told me to go into. I need to go to the mountains. I need to be in the mountains.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe,
I'm looking like North Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Smoky Mountains? What is that?
That's oh my God! It's my favorite place in the world. That's Gatlinburg, like Tennessee, on the way up.
Oh, isn't that funny? So whatever, okay, that's funny because I don't know that. Whatever reminds you of that, so it doesn't necessarily have to be like that place in Tennessee. It could be. But whatever makes you have that feeling. Now, Lois wants me, okay, all right, Lois, I got you. Okay, Lois wants me to ask you this question. If you can just say the first three words, just three words, okay, three words, to describe how you feel when you're in those Smoky Mountains cabin vibe, whatever, like that type of energy. So what's the first word that comes to your mind in terms of the feeling, just one word?
It's like authentic.
Authentic. Okay. Second word that
authentic.
Comes to
your mind. It's ancestral.
Okay. Authentic, ancestral. Give me one more.
And it's open. It's just it's
okay.
Open.
Okay, so open. Okay, so be open. Now the thing is also what's going on, and it's interesting because this is going on with your cousin Lisa. Hey, girl, we miss you. is she's been doing the ancestral lineage and healing.
Right.
And that's something where you've been dealing with your immediate lineage, meaning your kids, your ex, all that nonsense. Not nonsense, but all that nonsense of pain and stuckness, right? It's not nonsense, but you know how I mean it. And the reason, and Lois is saying, the reason why I said nonsense is because it no longer serves you to think about it. It no longer makes sense. So to put it behind you. And instead of looking at things that you're letting them go, put them behind you. So this way you're not. So when we say let go, again, this is Lois. When we say let go, right? Then we think, okay, there's a part of us that's being disloyal, that we're abandoning parts of who we are, right? Let go. Where's it going? If we say put it behind you, you're trusting that it's doing what it needs to do, and it's right there. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's there contained in a space. It's there contained somehow, as opposed to let go. Where is it going to go? Is it going to go back to bite me in the ass? Do you follow what I'm saying? So if you say, instead of letting go, put it behind me, like the stuff the difficult things, the challenging things, the pain, just put it behind you. And then you don't have to worry about where it's going to go. It's there. You put it someplace. You put it behind you.
Yeah.
So if you lead with thinking about that blank space, thinking about authentic, ancestral, and open, then what's leading you to that manifestation or to those answers is to, and I don't know, maybe get a session with Donna Terrazas, because I know she helped Alisa quite a bit or whatever. But I think to just surrender all of the stuff from this immediate life, just surrender it. It's not going anywhere. And you could be that warrior princess to get your hot machete girl, and you wear your leather bikini and with a little fur around it, and cut through and just cut through. You're like, ooh, she sounds hot. And cut through and cut through all of that, because that is, and this is now Lois, that's going to create your pathway to that shamanistic persona. And the other thing she wants you to know is not to follow anybody's idea or textbook definition of shamanism. You're going to have a blended kind of idea of what that is. It will be derivative in the same way that we named the show The Lois Effect. I'm not studying Lois Grant's teachings on purpose. I'm just allowing a portal for energy to come in, and I am filtering it through my filter. Right? It's kind of the same thing. Go ahead.
It's kind of funny because I was kind of asking that question because I've looked up shaman schools and things like that, and I thought, Preston was saying use animal totems and be connected with nature. And I thought to myself, you know, there's so many shamans that I've spoken to, and everybody has kind of their way, but they have this this really ancient stuff that they're using and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of new to the awareness of spirituality, as far as, you know, being on my journey for 10 years and all this stuff. So, you know, and I question that. Why am I labeling myself a shaman if I feel like I'm new to the game? You know, I'm new to the, but you're not new.
There's no such thing as time.
You've known things all along.
That's just your identification.
Right, exactly. So you answered my question, because the answer was follow your own shamanistic ideas and experience.
Yeah, you make it yourself.
So that answered do it yourself. And
yeah,
so
DIY.
It's like, okay.
And you're the queen of DIY. Hello?
And I think, it's like when I became a Reiki master practitioner, I'm looking at the information and I'm thinking, why is this so sacred And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way.
No, 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 I get it.
Every human being has the ability to run energy. Every human being. They should be running energy. If they were running energy, they would be more well. They would be complete.
Right.
They would be whole. They would set their own intentions. They wouldn't need doctors. So when you understand that every single person is a Reiki, and Reiki just means universal energy in Japanese.
Why,
you know, because I've had people go, oh, you're a Reiki master practitioner. Can you attune me? And I just kind of boomp them in the head. Did I attune you? Boomp you in the head. Okay, you're it. Boom, you're attuned. What? What are you talking about? It's like,
but
it's you.
Yes, but Anna, I'm going to say this, and then we're gonna sign off. It's because all that identification serves a purpose to it serves a very practical purpose, because all of that labeling and identification keeps you in resistance, because all of this requires discipline and work and sacrifice. And for people
Or does it?
I think it does. I think discipline is important, because that's consistency. I think consistent action. We'll just leave it at this, okay? Consistent action.
That's another show.
But yeah. I'll leave it with this. I think yes, to a degree, because consistent action, there's so much lack of willingness just to be consistent in any one thing. So it serves a purpose to not opt in to choose to be dedicated. So we'll change consistent action to dedication. It requires dedication. And if you can't dedicate yourself to your journey of self-love and to look at the dark stuff.
Yeah, okay, true.
Okay, you follow what I'm saying?
True.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got
Because a lot of this ain't cute, girl, you know, but.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they call it the dark night of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
But to embrace that, to have that faith, to see how you come out the other side. You come out the other side more connected, more compassionate, stronger. You are a miracle maker. But if that dedication isn't there, so it's like that connection that Lois brought in, right? That connection is there, but that connection needs to be nourished. And not thinking about what it looks like, or thinking about the story, the paradigm, all of that stuff, but thinking about how do I nourish that connection so that my home base comes. So if the psychic that you just met now, and I'm sort of validating or confirming what he said, okay? So, girl, you know what direction to look in. But fortify, but be open to what that space looks like. Don't imagine it beforehand. Be open to imagine the primordial field of possibility, and Google primordial field, because that word keeps coming up, and that's not a Liz word, that's a Lois word, so whatever that means.
okay
all right, great. So we're gonna
I'm writing all this down. Let's see.
Yay. I'm so glad you asked. So are we doing a show tomorrow? Let's do it.
That I was going to ask you, actually. Raven was asking me, do you want to do another one in the morning?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can join us tomorrow at 8:30 Eastern Time. Remember, love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Bye.
Love you. Bye.